I am thrilled you joined us today at A View Beyond the Ordinary. I'm Jolene Lenz, your host, and this is where we explore those divine encounters, meet some courageous souls who share their stories with the goal of helping us pursue our own bliss or dream. Please be sure to subscribe to the podcast and listen through Spotify, Apple iTunes, or one of your favorite podcast apps. And let's get started and tune in. Thank you all for joining me today. I am going to actually be sharing my story, and I'd love to share with you all why I felt compelled to start A View Beyond the Ordinary and why a podcast. So for me, the story goes back to my late 30s when I lost 5 people in my life really quickly, suddenly. Started with the loss of my cousin, Sherry. She was 32 and an aerobics instructor, a hygienist. So to find out she had been diagnosed with leukemia and then to have her pass within a few weeks was shocking to me. My mom and dad had visited later that year and elected to have my dad's knee replacement surgery there in Denver. And it was during the visit while he was staying at my house that he, 3 weeks into his recovery, developed a blood clot, an embolism, and he passed within, you know, matter of an hour one morning. And that was a traumatic experience to have that happen, especially right after my cousin, and then to lose my dad that quickly, so suddenly, and then the loss of a few friends right after that left me feeling very vulnerable, terrified, really, that, you know what, the world is not a safe place. Wow, what in the world am I here to do? And why would God take all these people? So I ended up depressed. And at the same time I was dealing with that, my mom, within a year and a half to 2 years, was diagnosed with lung cancer. And she was going through her own journey and pain and had moved in with me after the loss of my dad, you know, when we moved her back from Missouri. So she was staying with me. And then, you know, to find out that she had developed lung cancer, it was more than I could bear, really, at the time. So she had surgery. They removed a couple lobes in one of her lungs. And that was the start for me of where I ended up after, you know, going into a depression and really quit engaging at work and in my social circle, staying in more. And then I noticed a pain developing on my left side. And after months of testing and trying to figure out what it was, I ended up in the emergency room. And I credit the emergency room doctor today for really helping give me some of the best advice ever. And after they tested me, he goes, "Jolene, you may have something wrong, and I'm going to recommend, you know, you get a colonoscopy, but I really believe that you have it dealt with the stress here." He goes, "I've seen this too many times, and eventually if we don't deal with it, it will manifest in an illness. And what I'm going to encourage you to do is go see a therapist and go do things that make you feel nurtured, like massage, or go sit by a stream, or go, you know, hang out with a friend, whatever that is that makes you feel pampered a little bit, do that right now. And I'd also encourage you to journal." So he sent me home, and with just a few meds, thank heavens. And I started to go, you know, do the things that he suggested. I started with therapy and writing. And that led, after months of doing that in tears, I should say many, many tears, and the anger I was letting out and pain. So to go through that was not easy, but I did do it. And then I started to meditate and just, you know, really quiet myself to deal with the fear and the anxiety and the pain. And everything led me to start feeling lighter and engage again, become more engaged again in the office, at work. So I had started my own
recruitment business during this time frame. And I took a trip to this beautiful place I love in Colorado Springs called the Broadmoor. And at the Broadmoor, there's a lake. And I had a couple of gals there with me. One of them, Paula, actually is the one who I interviewed in the podcast last week. She talks about the synchronizations that we had. But it was while I was alone walking around the lake that I heard a voice. And I was probably a couple minutes into my walk when I heard, "Jolene, are you ready to listen?" And I listened. And I heard just a voice that didn't sound like my own. And I heard amazing wisdom and really information about my business and the future. And it gave me hope that I was gaining this information from a higher source. And I believe in God, and whatever you believe in, I hope you all believe that we are connected. That's part of the reason I am doing this. So whatever it is, you know, whatever your, whether it's source, the universe, God, for me, you know, I do believe in a higher being, and hearing this voice and then getting those just energy bumps, I call them, or goosebumps that went up my neck, and then the tears flowed. I knew something unusual had happened. So I went back, and when I stopped the walk, I looked out at the lake, and usually I would see ducks and swans. Today I hadn't seen any over anywhere in the vicinity I was at. So I said, "God, if that was you, would you please send me a duck? You know, send me a bird or a duck." And I heard the same voice say, "Be patient." And there under the bridge, oh, maybe 10, 20 seconds later, here they came. And they were in a line. And there were swans and ducks. And I bet there was 30, 40. There were so many that I knew something significant had happened. So as they swam to me, the tears streamed. And eventually, you know, I connected with Paula later that day. And Paula, I had always thought of her as a little crazy because she talked about this stuff that, oh my gosh, we're not alone. You know, we have intuition. God's trying to talk to us all the time. And I went, "You know what? You're not crazy. Oh my gosh, I just had the most magical experience." So magic to me is a verb. I'm using it in the verb tense because I see magic as transformation. And that day I was transformed. I was transformed to know that there is support around us. And that's why I started the podcast. That's one of the main reasons I started this, is to share those other souls' courageous transformational stories of when they followed their heart or got through a challenge or pursued their inner calling, and they know that they had guidance along the way. I want to learn more, and that's why I'm going to put on my explore hat, dig in a little bit deeper in the interview, because, you know, I've been a recruiter for 25 years, so I loved connecting people. So now I hope to connect you to some amazing stories. And if you're in a place too right now where you're feeling afraid or discouraged or have an illness, you know, I hope that this will give you some hope. And one other reason I started this is after my mom, I should say, was diagnosed, she was given a book by her neighbor called Dying to Be Me by Anita Mirjani. And it's about her experience in dealing with stage 4 lymphoma cancer that ended up putting her in a coma after 4 years of that. And what she gleaned from the other side is really, it helped me to validate the feelings and the information I was receiving when I would meditate and tune in. And just to share a little bit with you all about some of what that entails, it's really about the benefit of living in the here and now, and in this moment, being really, truly present and letting go of past judgments, grudges, those limiting beliefs, and especially that critical voice that says we're not enough. We are actually magnificent. And all we have to do is be our magnificent selves and allow our true selves to shine. And that doesn't mean saying yes to everybody and helping everybody. It means to really stop, get still enough to know, who are you? What are you here to do? And it was this book that helped me to see that even deeper. I'll also say that what we focus on expands. So I'm here to really focus on more love and compassion and sharing these transformational stories. So, you know, I believe right now the world needs a little more positivity. So I hope you join me. I would love for you to subscribe to the podcast, as I'll be sharing, you know, stories from all walks of life, whether, again, they're going to be following their intuition, overcoming a challenge, following their inner calling to a career that brings them joy and love. It will be, you know, just topics in those areas. So I am excited to see where the journey leads and what we'll uncover. And I'm grateful for all of you. So please, you know that you are magnificent. And I'll end with that on this podcast. Thanks again.